broadcasting worldwide at any time. You are listening to the Washington Jewish Radio Network at WashingtonJewishRadio.com.
Good morning, everybody. This is Larry Shore welcoming you to another broadcast of Washington Jewish Radio. We hope that everybody enjoyed all the nice holiday programs that we had for your enjoyment. Five very nice shows. Of course, now that time of the year is behind us, and now we're back this morning with a regular edition of the program. 2 hours of the finest in vintage and modern Jewish music, all culled from our family archive of over 110 years of great Jewish recordings. And with me this morning to bring it all to you is Ben. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, everyone. Good to be here with you all once again. Yeah, we have another great show for you. Lots of stuff to get to over the next couple hours. So what are we going to start with?
Well, let's start off right now with the Pirkei Agudath Yisroel Choir. So even a rabbinical organization like the Agudath Yisroel had their own choir, a boys choir, back in the 70s, part of the explosion of Hasidic music. This is a very nice selection from the Book of Psalms, Le'olam Lo Eshkach. Hear the Pirkei Agudath Choir recorded back in 1971. Recorded back in 1971, there the Pirkei Agudath Choir and Le'olam Lo Eshkach, a verse from the Book of Psalms. Well, another one in the series of Ben's obscure texts that can be made into great music. Here is the Regesh group, recorded back in 1991, V'Yazer V'Yogein, and this is what the Gabbai uses to call up the first Aliyah on the Mincha service on Shabbos, talking about the glory, the majesty of Hashem, and then that the Kohen should come forward and get his Aliyah. So it's a pretty, very nice piece of music at that. So here's Shmuel Brazil and the great Regesh group and V'yazer V'yogein, recorded back in 1981. And they recorded back in 1991 there, the great Shmuel Brazil and the Regesh group, and a very nice selection there, Vyaza Vyogain, and hope you enjoyed it. We'll continue now with the selection of the beautiful music of Israel, brought to you with the best wishes and compliments of Leslie Kanner's fabulous Israeli accents. Give him a call for the Mid-Atlantic's best selection of Israeli giftware and Judaica. You can get him at 301-231-7999. That's 301-231-7999. Israeli accents, serving the Mid-Atlantic area and around the world with the finest in Israeli giftware and Judaica for well over the past 30 years, so check them out. Here's a selection from the time of the Yom Kippur War. Many famous Israeli songs came out in that time period. Here is the great Chava Alberstein in a Naomi Shemer song, Lu Yehi, All We Ask For Is That There Be Peace. Here's the great Chava Alberstein.
Od yesh mifras lavan ba'ofek mul anan shachor kaved kol shenevakesh lu yehi ve'im b'chalonot ha'erev or nerot ha'chag ro'ed kol shenevakesh lu yehi lu yehi. בדלת תן מילה טובה בפיו כל שנבקש לו יהי אם נפשך למות שואלת מפריחה ומאסיף כל שנבקש לו יהי לו יהי לו יהי אנא לו יהי כל שנבקש לו יהי לו יהי לו יהי אנא לו יהי כל שנבקש לו יהי מה כל ענות אני שומע כל שופר וכל תופים כל שנבקש לו תשמע בתוך כל אלה גם תפילה אחת מפי כל שנבקש לו יהי לו יהי לו יהי אנא לו יהי כל שנבקש לו יהי לו יהי לו יהי אנא לו שנבקש לו יהי בתוך שכונה קטנה מוצלת בית קט עם גג אדום כל שנבקש לו יהי זה סוף הקיץ סוף הדרך תן להם לשוב הלום כל שנבקש לו יהי לו יהי, לו יהי, אנא לו יהי, כל שנבקש לו יהי. לו יהי, לו יהי, אנא לו יהי, כל שנבקש לו יהי. לו יהי.
They recorded back in 1973, right at the time of the Yom Kippur War. One of the famous songs to come out of that period, the great Naomi Shemer's song, Lu Yehi, All We Ask For Is Peace. And the cover of the album, Ben, has the great Yehoram Gaon entertaining the troops on the front during the Yom Kippur War, and pretty cool album. One of the great CBS series that came out in the 1970s, the ones where all the masters were destroyed by accident, so all they have now is the these good old LPs that we enjoy sharing with everybody, and hope very much that you enjoyed it. Speaking of the aforementioned Ben, he's got his first selection coming up in the program, and here he is.
All right, well, this is a cool one. You know, we've reached the point now in the year where we are past the holidays, and we are now up to the point in the year where a new year is starting. And what does that mean? Well, of course, that means that we now have a new year. It's time to reflect and look forward into the future. And what way to do that other than being able to look back at the history of music, because that is one of the things that this show is all about. And so here we have the Y Studs, the great song, this one, The Evolution of Jewish Music.
Padre bendito, luz de Israel.
Israel Maho sur Yeshua ti, lechana el Ishabeh.
Zachzen hachamol, entagen hachamol, komet zalef olu avta tikvatenu. Shalom Aleichem, Malachei Asharei, Malachei El. Hava, Nagila Hava, Nagila Hava, Nagila V'nismecha. I'm beer, Mr. Shea, let me explain. I'm beer, Mr. Shea, means that you grant.
Ani ma.
Zahav, v'shel nechoshet, v'shel or, ano lechoshirai, ani kinor.
If I were a rich man,
Shalom.
במשחק לבד משחק אוניברסל
מבינים את העניינים, מרימים את המסיבה אנשים אחד על השני בתוך הרחבה אז תריבו את הידיים אל השמיים
תנו לו בכבוד, תנו לו גם בך
הרבה להיות טוב כמו שאתם פרטוטי
השם מלך, השם ימלוך לעולם דאר
And there you had it, the Y-Studs in that one, the evolution of Jewish music.
You know, I can safely say, with the greatest of confidence, that we have played every single one of those in their original form on this program. And that's the kind of things you can only hear on Washington Jewish Radio, for sure. Well, that was nice, Ben. Very nice. Well, let's continue now with the 78 groove. So here is one of the great novelty songs of the Yiddish theater. It was written by a composer by the name of Reuben Doctor, who wrote a whole bunch of songs back in the heyday of the Yiddish theater. This one about a dish that people love to eat, a song called Chicken. And I would imagine when Reuben Doctor wrote this song back in the early 1920s, he didn't think it would have the staying power that it would have almost 100 years later. So here's a nice recording of it by Morris Goldstein, a major figure in the Yiddish theater in those years. And this recorded back in 1923 for Vocalion. Here is Chicken.
Nicht so satt, du sitzt mit vergallig klar, Chicken, oi 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 Chicken. Geht dir rauf was im Kaprin, es nur mit dem Fisch, dem Fisch noch Chicken, oi 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 Chicken. Kein Mund wird dir sich verklugen, drehen wird da kein Mund der Mugen, gehen beim Merken wird da kein Mund dritten. Liebe Menschen, folgt mein Plan, will ihr sein, wir sind der Fahne Chicken, oi 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 Chicken. Chicken, oi 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 Chicken. Sesam, machel, du's verdacht der Chicken. Apulka, Pisa, Stickel, Felix, ist Geschmack, ein jeder Helix. Chicken, oi 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 Chicken. Oy 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 chicken, sis a machel kus a tarter chicken, a full katista schnickel beilek sis geschmack a jeda chaylek chicken, oy 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 chicken. Seinen Abdeckern, als er rief sie zu und an, Chicken, oi 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 Chicken. Jeder Rollen, jeder Stuhl, kickt uns die Achitzenflug mit Chicken, oi 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 Chicken. Ein alter Mäuschen, 40 Juren, darin wissen und gefuhren, feint dem Boden mit allen Sippen flicken. Jetzt der reine Green im Ginger, rett im Mann, sie ist das Green. Chicken, oi 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 Chicken. Chicken, oi 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 Chicken. Süßer Machel, du sollst ein Zerficken. Apulka, Pisa, Stickel, Felix, ist Geschmack, kein jeder Heilig. Chicken, oi 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 Chicken. Chicken, oi 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 Chicken.
Mm, And they recorded for Vocalion back in 1923, almost 100 years ago, in the heyday of the Yiddish theater. One of the great comedy novelty songs of the Yiddish theater, Chicken. And like you said in there, Ben, you can get a pulka, which is the thigh, the feast. You can get the feet, which I don't usually sell anymore. And also a shtickle balik. You can have a nice piece of breast, too. It says no matter what piece you enjoy, is the kvikin yedichalik, you will enjoy every single piece of chicken. So they're one of the great novelty songs of the Yiddish theater. The great Mars Goldstein, a leading tenor of the Yiddish theater. And Chicken, the famous song by the great Reuben Doctor. And hope you enjoyed that rare recording here on the 78 Groove. More Hasidic music. Here is Asher Sharf, recorded back in 1994. And from the Friday night davening to New Shevach. And there's a little bit of English thrown in there as well. So take a listen and enjoy.
Tnu shevach, shevach v'shiro, lokel ha-shabbos, shabbos b'horo. Tnu shevach, shevach v'shiro, lokel ha-shabbos, shabbos b'horo. Tnu shevach, shevach v'shiro, lokel ha-shabbos, shabbos b'horo. Tnu shevach. Shevach v'shiro, loker ha-shabbos, shabbos b'horo. Tnu shevach, shevach v'shiro, loker ha-shabbos 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 b'horo. Tnu shevach, shevach v'shiro, loker ha-shabbos, shabbos b'horo. Tnu shevach, shevach v'shiro, lokel ha-shabbos, shabbos, shabbos b'horo. Hashem, it's Shabbos again. Yes, it is the closest thing to Olam Haba. Thank you, Hashem, it's Shabbos again. Yes, it is the closest thing to Olam Haba. Tnu Shevach, v'shevach v'shiro, lokel ha-shabbos, Shabbos b'horo. Tnu Shevach, v'shevach v'shiro, lokel ha-shabbos, Shabbos b'horo. Tnu Shevach, shevach v'shiro, lokel ha-shabbos 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 b'horo. Tnu Shevach, shevach v'shiro, lokel ha-shabbos, shabbos 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 b'horo.
Shabbos.
They recorded back in 1994. They had great Asher Sharf, a major figure in Hasidic music back in that time, and Tenu Shevach from the Friday Night Davening, and hope that you enjoyed it. Well, Ben's got another one for us, so we're going to go to that right now.
All right, well, this is a one that is a cover of a song that we have played on the program before, and that is the song of Yaakov Shweki's wedding album called Bowie B'Shalom. And so this is one that, like a song that he performed at a wedding, it became famous online. It was one of the things that propelled him to becoming more well-known to a wider audience. Here, it has now reached the status of being covered. Here is Israeli singer Tal Vaknin, and this is Bowie B'Shalom.
Segula, boy,
And there you had it, Israeli singer Tal Vaknin, and that a cover of Yaakov Shweki's Bowie B'Shalom.
That was very nice at that.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, let's continue now. Now, here's a very interesting first half cantoral. This is sung by the late cantor David Bagley, one of the very fine chazanim of the preceding generation, born in Poland in the 1930s. He was evacuated to Shanghai and spent the war years there with the entire Mir Yeshiva and then came to the United States. And then during a illustrious cantoral career, he had positions in the United States and Israel and South Africa and England and all kinds of places and passed away back in the 1990s. On a local note, his sister is Rebbetzin Yocheved Einemer, who was may she live and be well, the widow of Rabbi Gedalia Einemer, who was the rabbi of the shul where I was went to school when I was a child. And she was my teacher and is a revered figure in my life, both her and her husband. And she is now living over in Baltimore, the rabbi having passed away a number of years ago. But Cantor Bagley, her brother, and I remember as a kid, you know, and always being interested in cantoral music, we had a number of discussions about her brother, and he was a fine, fine chazan. So let's listen right now to a selection that he recorded during his South African years back in 1984 from the holiday, the Yontif Musaf Davening, Tika B'Shofar Gadol, sound the great shofar of our freedom. Here is the late cantor, David Bagley.
Take all, take all, take all, take all, take all, be sure for a good all, take all, be sure for a good old Lecheruseinu, Lecheruseinu. One if what I say, no way. Miyare kesei oret. Miyare kesei oret. Vahaviyeinu letzion ircha. Berina, 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 berina. Yerushalayim, beis, beis, migeroshcha. Besimchas, 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 olom. Vahavieinu letzion ircha. Berina, 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 berina. Vilerushalayim, beis, beis, mikeroshcha. Besimchas, 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 olom. Besimchas. Besimchas, olom.
They're recorded in South Africa back in 1984. There, the late cantor David Bagley and Takaba Shofar Gadol from the Musaf Davening on Yedov. Some nice voice, huh, Ben?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. Like I say, his younger sister was and will always be to me the Rebbetzin, and that is what I have always known and called her by. May she live and be well. So made me think about her very famous brother, but and I hope very much that you enjoyed. Well, let's continue now. Ben's got another one for us. We're going to go to that right now.
All right, well, here is a real nice one. Now, this is a combination of two great compositions that are part of the Havdalah, because there is none that are for both parts of Havdalah. And so this recording by Zalman Pollock pulled them both together. You have the first part, which is the Shlomo Carlbach melody, and then the second part, which is from the late, great Debbie Friedman. So you put those two together,
a real nice recording.
Yeah, and definitely a real nice recording for Havdalah.
Oh, Simcha V'sasa in Vika Hai Kein Tiye Lo Avonu Kovoit Yeshua Yisetzava Hashem Ekra Zavri Mlonon Rabonon Raboy Sai Didi Dang Didi Didi Da 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 Mind Didi Didi Da 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 Mind Didi Didi Da 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 Didi Dang Didi Didi Da 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 Mind Didi Didi Da 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 Mind Didi Didi Da 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 Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Boi Rei Pri
at that one. A real nice version of Havdalah. You had the different combination there of Shlomo Carlebach and Debbie Friedman, and that one, a great recording by Zalman Pollock.
Yes, very, very nice at that with the two biggies for sure.
Yep.
Well, let's continue now with the Comedy Corner. So here is one of the great banner comedy 78s from back in the late 1940s, a spoof of an American song called Sweet Violets, which Phil Carter and Bob Gordon turned into Eggs and Pacha, recorded back in 1949 for Banner. Here you go.
There is a Schwimmazel who came here from Pinsk. He loves to eat knobel in Oivier.
Five of them made loch and says, Take, take, and they turn around and call him Alter.
Say the whiz got this and looks like a fair. Er quitschit and schreit so still liegen in.
Droschkes he drives, so he'll earn a few cupcakes. The made loch get right, the Schlamazel gets
Eggs and Pacha.
Oi, sweeter than marmalade. Oi, knip alle Mädelach und küsse ihr. But make sure you're not seen by dein Schwieger.
There's one thing my Schwieger and I have in common. That's agriculture.
Agriculture?
Ich hab ihren Dreh und sie hat mich in Dreh.
Ah, I got a Schwieger. She's like an angel.
You're lucky. Mine's still living.
Mot der hot hassene lest ihr an Zuckis. Tanz der a freilach, he fell on his.
Tachlis er zuck, jetzt pfeift er auf der Welt. Sein Weib ist kasocke, but has lots of.
Gehackte Zuris, tot sie auf Zeluche. Sie schreit, die wirs kriegen, a krink mit.
Kartoffeln in Kischke, was soll bei der Kalle. De Hussen gar schicker, em Peter zwei.
Eggs and the chocolate. Sweeter than marmalade.
Ich hab ein Schwieger, sie thinks that I'm a regular doll.
You mean a Yiske doll?
A Yiske doll. She says, my Schwieger says that I got Spanish blood in me. She calls me Don Juan.
Sure, according to your daughter, after one, you are done. A Bobby Finn 60 with lots of appeal went out on the town with a Greuser.
So a Botke he came from, they call him Schmiljoil. The figure he caught showed that he was a
Mamzer, a Ganef can well afford me. He said, you're me sugar, she answered you.
Schlumper Paskutnik, you're dumb like a fox. You think you can buy me with bagels and
eggs and pachow.
Oi, teure pachow.
Sweeter than mine.
Recorded back in 1949 for the Banner Company in New York, their spoof of the American standard Sweet Violets, a song called Eggs and Pachaw, done by Phil Carter and Bob Gordon, one of these great Yiddish comedy vaudeville teams, and I hope you enjoyed. I've entertained myself many walks home from Shul thinking about the lyrics to that song and having a nice laugh on the way home, so it's always been a favorite since we were little kids, and hope very much you enjoyed it. Well, last week we read the portion of Noach in the weekly Torah readings in Shul, and it brings to mind a couple of selections that have to do with that. And the first one is a comedy song, so we'll have that now. This is Schlock Rock, recorded a later recording from 2010. It's a spoof of the song from the show Guys and Dolls, which was Sit Down Because You're Rocking the Boat. This one is called Come Round, He's Making a Boat. So here, the great Schlock Rock, Lenny Solomon on the lead vocal, recorded back in 2010. Come Round, He's Making a Boat.
We will now hear testimony from Brother Righteous, Righteous Noah. Brother Righteous, Righteous Noah.
Come on, get up, you.
Yeah, well, it wasn't very sunny. The rain was kind of like a big stream. That's it. Like a stream.
Tell us in your own words.
A decree last night came from God up in the heavens. There'll be a change in this world that's gone so wrong. I got some wood and I hammered so he might save me. But the people laughed and still kept doing wrong. For the people all said, come round, he's making a boat.
People all said, come round, he's making a boat.
And the animals came on under, two or seven pairs came on the boat. Come round, come round, come round, come round,
come round, he's making a boat.
For 40 days and nights I said the rain would pour from heaven. And even though I said, people, please enlist, there they all stood. My pleading went unheeded. Soon they all disappeared into the mist. For the people all said, don't care, we're not going on your ship. People all said, don't care, we're not going on your ship. And the animals came on under, and the people did not come on the boat. Come round, come round, come round, come round, come round, he's making a boat round. And as I looked, the rain had stopped from heaven. A little dove came, and I sent her overboard. I gave thanks, and I hollered, God did save me. Then I planted a new vineyard on the shore. And I said to them all, come round, come round, I'm making a boat. I said to them all, come round, come round, I'm making a boat. And they ended up 6 feet under, couldn't even stay above and float. Come round, come round, come round, come round, come round, he's making a boat. Come round, I'm making the boat. Come round, I'm making, come round, come round, come round, I'm making the boat. Come round, I'm making, come round, come round, come round, I'm making the boat. Come round, I'm making, come round, come round, come round, I'm making the boat. Come round.
They're recorded back in 2010. They're the great Lenny Solomon and Schlock Rock, and a spoof of the show, the song rather, from the show Guys and Dolls. Sit down, you're rocking the boat, and that was called Come Round, He's Making a Boat. Great, great spoof there by the great Lenny Solomon, getting it done as they have been since the late 80s. We'll have one more before the mid-break. Here's Safam from their very first album, recorded back in 1976, and Ben and I have talked for a long time about how great Safam is, and even when Ben was a little fella, and even before Ben was Ben, I was talking about how great Safam is, and I always felt that had they gone into the American mainstream, they would be very, very well remembered as one of the great soft rock bands of the era. But they went in the Jewish vein, and they made great, great music. This, from their very first album recorded back in 1976, here's a song about Noah and the Ark.
He heard a voice in his sleep one night. The Lord told Noah, get out of sight. There's gonna be a lot of rain. I want to start again.
So Noah built him an ark made out of wood. The Lord had spared him because he was good.
Shem and Ham. The Lord said, Noah, one more thing.
Here's the creatures you shall bring.
Go gather two of every kind, and all the others shall stay behind. Seven pairs of flying birds and kosher things.
He rounded all the creatures up and led them into the boat. The people snickered and they laughed. On land it's not gonna float. But Noah warned, you'll change your tune.
Are filled up on the ark.
The sky grew cloudy and day turned into night. Thunder and lightning brought death and fright.
Too late, the wicked kneeled to pray. All the evil was washed away. The rain came down for 40 days and
40 nights.
The ark went on a whirlpool ride, but all the people were safe inside. 40 days had passed at last, and none too fast.
They landed on a mountaintop and called it Ararat Peak. He sent a dove who soon returned, an olive branch in its beak. The olive branch meant there would be a place where Noah could park. The stormy voyage had ended for the ark.
On a whirlpool ride, but all the people were safe inside. 40 days had passed at last, and none too fast.
The
And they recorded back in 1976 there from their very first album. They're the great group Safam and the story of Noah and the Ark. Well, time for us to step aside for the mid-break, and we'll be back with another hour of great music coming your way right after this.
You are listening to an exclusive presentation of the Washington Jewish Radio Network via our affiliates over the air and WashingtonJewishRadio.com. This presentation may not be copied, rebroadcast, or reproduced without the express written consent of Washington Jewish Radio, the KHC Network, and all participating sponsors.
Let's continue now with the second portion of this morning's program. I hope very much you're enjoying it. Here's Ira Heller, a cantor and singer of note in the New York area for many years. This recorded back in 1990, Uvnei Yerushalayim, May Hashem Rebuild the City of Jerusalem.
Uvnei Yerushalayim,
yeah. They recorded back in 1990 there, Ira Heller and Yuvnei Yerushalayim, and a very fine singer, and Chazan in the New York area, sang the national anthem band at both Yankees and Mets games. Now, that is covering your bases, if ever I heard it. So, the very fine artistry there of Ira Heller, and hope that you enjoyed it. Well, more Yiddish on the program. Here are the Fader sisters, Sylvia and Miriam Fader. Very, very fine, one of the great sister acts. If the Barry sisters were number one, then the Fader sisters were 1A. They also had a tremendous career. They didn't have quite the crossover appeal of the Barry sisters, but in the Jewish Yiddish world, they were really tops and made many, many appearances on stage and on the screen. And as late as the 1980s, they were still appearing at the theater, the Yiddish theater that was on Washington Avenue down in Miami Beach that your grandfather used to like to go to, may he rest in peace, when they would be down in Florida in the wintertime. And so here are Sylvia and Miriam Fader, recorded for United Artists back in 1961. A great love song from the Yiddish theater, Die Scheinst wie die Seen, You Shine as the Sun.
Bist du wenn die bist nicht du is not dem Himmel auf der Erd hast die mir ruge wie die Lebune, deine Augen, wie die Sterne in dem Himmel finklen sein, wie nun dir zu sein, ist mein Leben in Sekunde, wenn ich seh dir, geht mein Herz. Wenn die bist du ist du, wenn die bist nicht du, ist nach dem Himmel auf der Erde, was die mir herumgebracht, die scheinst wie die Sinn in die Leibst, wie die Lebune, von dir hemmes Lieb, du schwer ich dir beisein. Wenn die bist du, ist du, ist die nicht du.
Recorded for United Artists Records back in 1961. There's Sylvia and Miriam Fader, the Fader sisters, and a great love song from the Yiddish theater, the Scheinst wie die Seen, You shine as the sun. And like Seb Ben said, Wenn die bis du is tug and wenn die bis nicht du is nacht. When you are here, it is day. And when you are not here, it is night. Very, very fine selection there. The Great Fader says, like I say, I know they were still appearing in Miami Beach as late as the 1980s. And so I hope you enjoyed that very rare recording, the long out of print United Artists label from the early 60s. Well, we'll continue now. Ben's got another one for us. We're going to that right now.
All right, well, here we have a really nice one. This another cover, this by Israeli singer Hagit Yasso, who made it to the Eurovision Festival a couple years ago representing Israel. And this, a cover of the famous Naomi Shemer song, Al Kol Ela. And there you had it, Hagit Yasso in that one. A very nice cover of the Naomi Shemer song, Al Kol Ela.
Yeah, very nice. It's a very, very pretty voice. Very nice.
Yes, very much so.
All right, well, let's continue. Now, here's another rarity. This is the great Leo Fuld, who was one of the great Jewish singers to come out of the Netherlands. And he made his way to New York in the late 1930s and was a star on the New York scene. And they said that when he was appearing at what was called the Café de Paris in New York back in 1938, that even the great Al Jolson used to come every night to catch his performance and how much he enjoyed it. And then, unfortunately, he was trapped here in the United States during the war, and his whole family was still in the Netherlands, and it turned out that he was lucky to be here, but his entire family perished in the Holocaust, and they were all killed. And as a result, he stopped singing for many years, and then he kind of came out of it after the war when he made the song Via Hinsel Again, Where Can I Go? He made it into a hit, and he began to sing again and record. And he continued to make recordings into the 1970s, and he passed away back in 1997. He was revered in the Netherlands, of course, as one of their great singers. And this recorded while he was in England in the late 40s, recorded for British Decca back in London back in 1949. Another great song from the Yiddish theater, Ich Sing, I Sing. So here the late Leo Fold together with the Wardour Singers and Ambrose's Orchestra, all recorded for British Decca back in 1949, Ich Sing, I Sing.
Ich Sing.
Shloime HaMelech hat zu sein Shulamish gesingen a liebes Schier und fängt wie Shloime dann geliebte meine bring ich mein Lied zu dir ich sing vor dir mein Schier a Schierin Mit lieben ich batzirim Vor dir nun ist schon mein Ich sing Vor dir meine Chaläume Mein Liebe wie ein Träum ist Von dir nur noch mein Wenn ich geh euch vom Bänke noch dir geliebte mein Und wenn ich halt in ein Denken, als du willst noch Amul meine Sein ich sing Von Herzen meinen Lieder Mein Schiro schieren wir Geliebte vor dir ich sing. La 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 Von dir nur noch um mein Wenn ich geh euch vom Bänken noch dir, geliebte mein Und wenn ich halt in ein Denken, als du willst noch Amor meine sein Ich sing von Herzen meine Lieder, mein Schiro schieren wir, Geliebte vor dir, ich sing.
And they recorded for British Decca in London back in 1949. The late, great Leo Fold, one of the great Jewish singers from the Netherlands. It's kind of funny to hear Yiddish spoken with a Dutch accent, but then the sad part is that we're not all that far removed from the time when that wasn't such a novelty after all. And very sad. The destruction of the Dutch Jewish community was was almost complete, and it was just another sad facet of the Holocaust. But Leopold, one of the greats, and he resurrected himself from this crushing tragedy and was a great Yiddish recording artist all the way into the late 1970s. Hope very much you enjoyed it. We'll continue now with Ben, who's got another one for us.
All right, well, here we have a song that is a classic, at least in our minds here. This is the song that really put the Don Rachel Project on the map outside of Israel in the U.S. This is Mi Mama Kim.
Yeah.
It, the song that really put the Don Rachel project on the map here in the U.S., that one, Mi Mama Kim, and that a cool one because it features not only the obvious Hebrew singing of his, but also some really great Amharic singing there with some Ethiopian Israelis, so a nice piece of representation there that really broke into the American Jewish mainstream as well.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Real nice song.
And if memory serves me correctly, I think that was on Ben's debut program, which is
it might have been,
which is like now 12 years ago. See, Ben, it just goes to show when time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's continue now. Here is a selection by the Camp Shalva Choir, an offshoot of the Bubaver Hasidim, who I don't know what else they do at camp, but boy, they make some great music over the years. So let's go back now to 1998. And from the Zmiris Samachti, let's take a listen to the Camp Shalva Choir.
Sashem
Nailai,
Bai Sashem Nailai. Sumachti be Yemirim Li, Bai Sashem Nailai,
Bai Sashem Nailai.
Sumachti be Yemirim Li, Bai Sashem Nailai, Bai Sashem Nailai.
Sasha.
They're recorded back in 1998. They're the Camp Shalva Choir. Very, very nice selection there for Samachti, and I hope very much that you enjoyed it. Well, Ben's got another one for us, so we're going to go to that right now.
All right. Well, this is a really great song. This is a version of Yedid Nefesh, which is usually one very traditional melody is performed all the time. Here's a different one by Lev Tahor.
Na 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 nefesh oyov avorachamon mishoich mishoich avdicho el ritzoinecha oyaya 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 yedid nefesh oyov Avorachamon Mishoich Mishoich Abdecho El Ritzoinecho Yorutz Abdecho Kimo Yeah.
And there you had it. That was the real nice composition of Yadid Nefesh. And that one, of course, by Lev Tahor.
Very, very nice at that. Well, let's continue now with the cantoral feature. On this week's cantoral feature, I think we'll be able to squeeze in three selections by a very, very fine chazan who davened for a short time in his illustrious career here in Washington, the late cantor Samuel Taub. Born in Zhelov in Poland in 1912, he came to Vienna and took his first cantoral position in the 1930s, and he was very highly trained in Vienna, and then he took a very large position in Paris, and then when Paris was overrun by the Germans after a time, he was arrested and he was deported to Auschwitz, where his voice saved his life because they found out that not only could he sing, but he could also play instruments, and as such, his job for a couple of years was to sing every day for the German tormentors, and they spared his life because of it. And I remember seeing an interview with him on somewhere on YouTube, and there he was in a short sleeve shirt with a big blue number on his arm, and he talked about how he was able to get through and survive in Auschwitz, and then he was liberated, and then after the war he journeyed to London, where he davened in several prestigious shuls, and then in 1958 he came here to Washington and succeeded the late cantor Shalom Katz at the Beth Shalom congregation in Washington at the time, the largest Orthodox shul in Washington. He stayed here for about 5 years, and then he went to Montreal and in 1963, and then stayed there for a number of years, and they made Aliyah in the 1980s and opened up a school in Rehovot that trained young Chazanim, and died at the age of 96 years old in 2008. So a fascinating, tremendous life. He was a classically trained Central European tenor. He had a big, beautiful, strong voice, and you'll hear his styling and phrasing on these recordings, all from a 1959 album that he did for the famous company during his tenure in Washington. So first up, from the Friday night davening, Magen Avos, He with His Word, with a Shield to Our Fathers, the late cantor Samuel Taub.
Thank you.
Recorded back in 1959, the late cantor Samuel Taub and Morgana Vos from the Friday Night Davening. Some nice voice, huh, Ben?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, he was amazing, amazing talent. Well, let's continue. Here is Ritzevim Nuchasenu from the Shabbos Davening, asking Hashem to be pleased with our rest. Hear the late cantor, Samuel Taub.
Elokeinu, velokeinu,
They recorded back in 1959 for the famous company in the late Chazan Samuel Taub and Ritzavim Nechasenu from the Shabbos Davening. We'll have another one by this very fine Chazan after Ben reminds you about things that you need to know.
You know, the technology may have changed since ELO first recorded this song in 1976, but the message still rings true today. Contacting us is as easy as picking up that telephone, or laptop, or tablet, or smart TV. Well, you get the point. Keeping in touch with us is as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1. Email us at info@WashingtonJewishRadio.com. 2. Tweet us at WashJewRad. And 3. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/WashingtonJewishRadio. The website is found at WashingtonJewishRadio.com and is fantastic, featuring an extensive archive of every show, plus a weekly blog that recaps the show. Your feedback matters, and we always love to hear from you. Stay in touch. The best feedback might just be read on the next show. Could it be yours? Get in touch and find out today.
All right, and while Ben is telling you about things you need to know, Ben, tell the nice folk about all the different ways that they can access the program these days with all the new modern ways of doing it.
Well, if you're listening to this, you're either doing it via the website or your favorite podcasting app. Continue to do so, whether that is Spotify or iTunes or directly through the website. Please continue to do that. That's the best way to enjoy the program, and we appreciate everybody's support.
Absolutely. All right, one more from the late Cantor Samuel Taub. A very, very nice selection for the Kiddush for Friday night. Really, really nice. Again, recorded from this album that he did for Famous back in 1959.
Let me get away.
Recorded for the famous company back in 1959, the late cantor Samuel Taub and the Kiddush for Friday Night. Wasn't it nice, Ben?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's a beautiful thing and just makes you feel good when you hear that. And a great way to end up the program. So there we are. There's 2 hours in and out and done. And we hope very much that you enjoyed it. And this is Larry Shore thanking you very much for listening, hoping that you enjoyed what you heard and that you will make it a point to be with us again next week for another edition of the program. 2 hours of the finest in vintage and modern Jewish music that you can find anywhere around.
And this is Ben Shore. Thank you, everybody, for checking out the program this week. We appreciate it. And we'll see you next week for another edition of the program. Until then, thanks for listening.
Okay, and this is Larry Shore saying, be well, sei gesund, hatte gedavach, have a good week, and we'll be with you again next week for another edition of the program. Until then, have a great week.
You are listening to an exclusive presentation of the Washington Jewish Radio Network via our affiliates over the air and WashingtonJewishRadio.com. This presentation may not be copied, rebroadcast, or reproduced without the express written consent of Washington Jewish Radio, the KHC Network, and all participating sponsors.